Welcome back to another episode of Olumide is a Goat podcast. You see, I told you as a brother, your Christian brother, that I've been reborn in Christ, that I'm going to be consistent. And not just me, my co-host and I, we are going to be consistent. You see, I'm teaching you English. When you are speaking English, say you and I, not you and me, because you and me is us now. You and I is we. So you see what I did? Stop playing. Olumide, the English teacher. Oh my days, I'm too good. But that's this thing is not about me. It's not about me. It's about this new episode. We said we were going to be consistent, and we have been consistent 2 weeks in a row. How do you feel about that, my brother? How do you feel about that?
Well, two heads are better than one. You have me on your podcast now, and I shall say good if you with this kind of we could get. We could push up for number one because back to back is it now.
Stop playing. Can you hear the cockiness? He said, Ashake self go run. Stop. See, Olumide is aiming for that top spot like Declan Rice. Stop playing. But, before we go further, don't you think we are badly cultured, badly mannered? How dare we start an episode without introducing ourselves? First of all, I mean, you need introduction. My machine introduction based on one or two. I'm your nigga, Olumide K. Olumide is a go take Olumide Akinwale K. I can't say the other IKs because there are some people in the room, you feel me? I'm trying to keep it PG-13, you feel me? And I'm passing the mic to my halal brother, Ka. My brother is fasting right now. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam to la. What people? It's over my mags.
Can you see? After all the cockiness, my nigga can't even introduce himself. I didn't die. You don't forget your name.
People, my name is Papi Bags in the building. Welcome to another episode of Volume. This is a good podcast.
Stop playing. This is way they laugh like this. I'm on God, don't share it. I be what you want to account me.
Oh my, she go to love you.
So now, Sakwa, they make you laugh.
Ah, don't come on, man. I don't die on this school.
I didn't die. This guy says Sakwa, they make him laugh. Follow my Jerry Bill.
What's up, now, Rudy? How's the week been now? How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. My week was... You see, now that you ask that question, let me think about it. How was my week? First of all, school has resumed. Classes has resumed. And test is about to kick in. That's all I can remember my...
Test about has kicked my in. It has kicked in. Not about to kick in, Olumide.
And I think that how to resume. It is a test. Personally. But... Shuri week tower, Inshallah. On God.
Anything way our eyes see your eyes go bo you go hear
bro, my eye don't bo already. Nothing way, what's up? See, at this point, if you are like me, you will not chase first class, you just want a second class upper. I be how you see him.
Vibes though. Now vibes and any class we did. May God don't kill us. By the way, Olumide, now, what was your take about Davido's
album? Waiting, why you dey rush? You asked me how was my week. You think say I go dodge him? You know, if you work, if you be let Obi be shy.
You know, say you don't carry me go another angle. So if you say you don't forget, you move, just follow up.
No, I don't forget. I'm a student. I have retentive memory. You see what I did? You see what I did?
Retentive where?
No, they cast me for here now. No, maybe they feel see Olumide smart now. Declan, stop playing.
Declan smart, right?
No, stop playing. By the way, you don't curve the question. How was your week, man, nigga?
Bro, there has been a lot of ups and downs in this week already. Like, guy, could you believe what happened to me this morning?
No. No, now that you've brought it up, what happened to you this morning?
I set alarm for Sahur this morning. Can you believe I didn't wake up to take my Sahur? And I'm fast.
I have one word for you. Not one word, actually, one sentence. It's Shaitan.
No, be Shaitan, actually. Now, because I do want test today, and I don't sleep throughout that night. So this night, I just joined the two sleep together. I swear to God. But that's been great, by the way.
So this is like the 6-7 of fast Ramadan, right?
Yeah, seventh, yeah.
Call me Olumide the timekeeper. And I'm not even a Muslim. You see me, Olumide inclusive, stop playing.
Declan clock.
That's who Olumide. Stop playing. By the way. So right now, this is. Wait, at the time of recording, this is when I'm trying. I don't know date, by the way. This is Wednesday, 29th of March, 3:57
Gary, follow me, dog. This is why they make me laugh. Nah, that's why they chew me now.
They clam blind, Femile.
I get it.
Stop playing. By the way, this is 3:57, 29th of March on a Wednesday, almost Wednesday evening. So you are telling me since. The day started 12 a.m. You've not eaten anything.
I've not eaten anything. I'm fasting now. That's where it should be.
They can strive. I feel you, my brother. But you know, it's a new week, and with new week come new things. With new things come talk. With talk comes commentary, and with commentary comes. Reviews. You see what I did?
Stop playing.
And with reviews comes opinion. So by the way, OBO01. My name is David O, and I appreciate all your love. I saw your love online. All you people love me, and we are back. You see, and I'm about to drop my album, and my album is titled Timeless. And Timeless is because I make timeless music. And I'm dropping the album on 31st of March. I want you people to stream my music. How did you feel about that impression?
Shadi, it is scope by my dear. You want me to catch you? Maybe they am going to no trace because of it.
David, all love. Stop playing. What? By the way. Now that we're on the Davido issue, on the old one thing, how do you feel his album is going to fare? Wait, what I'm asking is because before this stan cultures nigga or culture whatever you niggas call yourself, come for me. Let's be honest. Looking at it from a fan point of view, his last album, A Better Time, seemed to go under the radar quite quick. So do you feel this album will be like that comeback album? This the album that we put its foot in the sand of time and say, yes, I'm 001 and I'm here to stay and I'm here to last forever because I make timeless music. What's your opinion on that?
Well, that I think this particular album is going to revive everything. Because come to think of it, this guy never did online since I think December, after that incident we happened at that time. Yeah, he has not been online for a very long time, and this thing when you just post about the album, you see the engagement we get within 24 hours, like too crazy. So I feel like this time around, with everything with the soap now, it's coming back with it. You sure me say if that album drop from 1 to 10, now they do go occupy him. So me Udumodu still me enjoy the time while it lasts now. We get now.
Yeah, but may I get contrary opinion though? Because for a fact, if I know they wrong, Davido are the most followed male celebrity in Nigeria.
Yeah. 21 million or so. Is it up 20 million?
So coupled with whatever happened. That already created scarcity and in economy. See, Olumide is taking uni girls to school now. In economy, you can use scarcity to aid your sales. So Davido being scarce for such a long period of time after building a brand of consistency, because Davido is someone who, if he's not in his IG feed, he's on his tweet. If he's not on his tweet, he's on Snapchat. If he's not on Snapchat, he's on IG story. Davido always has something to put up on his page. So Davido not being online for that quite long amount of time, I think about cumulatively 5-6 months, already created a scarcity and a question of what's next.
Yeah.
So him dropping automatically we generate a buzz, a feed that people want to eat, you feel me?
Yeah.
So let's leave social media engagement aside. Davido has always had social media engagement regardless of huge album sales or low album marketing. What I'm asking is, do you think Timeless will be timeless, or you think Timeless will just be like A Better Time?
Well, Timeless is going to be better than A Better Time, because come to think of it, he has been low-key for a couple of months now. He has a lot of time to work on this particular album, and it's coming back. Like, after spending so much time being low-key, you are coming back to show people what you've been doing for a very long time. do you get the point? Coupled with all the incident and all that has happened in the past, I don't think him and his team will stoop so low to come out with a whack album. Do you get my point now?
I feel you. Is that all on one thing though? It's gonna be filled with bangers regardless. So let's see and hope for the better. And if you're a Davido fan, this is not a slander, it's just Olumide is a good podcast point of view, you feel me? But if Davido album, I don't want to talk too much.
Well, I don't go confirm the followers on Instagram now, guy.
26 points, bro. That's
26.6 million, 53 posts, following 1,268 people. Baba don't pursue everybody. You see, you don't see in this industry full of them, which why you can't pursue all of them, call for them. See, I beg. Many people we sabi me, me, people will say, like, many people, he actually unfollowed a lot of people. Took down some of his posts and all, but timeless will be timeless. But the only issue I have, Olumide, have you noticed this? Like,
wait, what issue do you have? What issue do you have?
But the thing is, come to think of people dropping songs and all, I think Holy Ground in the previous album actually leaked before the release of the album.
Did Holy Ground leak?
Holy Ground leaked before the release of the album. And timeless have done
Bro! Bro, the internet streets is flooded with timeless records. You see what I did?
I get best people say you don't create food already. You know they choke on the song. Like,
are you kidding?
Like, his team needs to work on that. Like, Whiskey don't go about that kind of thing. Like, Born Out is that kind of thing.
I even feel, apart from naming the top guns, like you are 0-1 and as an 0-0-1,
what song they leak?
You need to who they check out.
You need to set standards. Your music can't be leaking on the internet, bro.
Honestly.
But funny enough, now that I remember.
But who are we to blame on that kind of thing? What was going on in his team? Is it from the producers or from the people in his team? I don't know. Or from the PR people they send the song to? I don't know. What do you think about it?
You see, the Yoruba people have an adage that says, "Eni to mo eyan lo pa eyan."
We are back.
So my belief is, just to translate any to more in your long point, is a murderer or whoever killed someone
was sent to kill that nigga.
La person will know you, they kill you.
Basically, to break it down, you feel me? So in my own opinion, my own honest view about this bullshit is someone on his team. If it seems intentional, car, now that I remember, when Wizkid stayed out for a long time before dropping Made in Lagos leaked. Yeah, like 5-6 tracks leaked from Made in Lagos like 2 weeks prior to the release. And see the numbers Made in Lagos did. So probably they are trying to follow that template.
But do you think it's a strategy? Like,
what I would say, like you said, I don't feel it's a nice strategy. Because we need to realize we are Nigerians. And the way we consume music is very sharp. It's at the tip of our fingers. We let it go quick. If we hear this thing now and the album drops and there's no, what's the word?
I just skip again. Like, something you'll be waiting for and you don't hear them before when you expect them. You didn't get the point now.
It's not even a matter of skip. I feel like the excitement value might reduce, might drop.
Yeah, because I feel like this song that leaked, this song with Asake that leaked, should be one of those leading song in that album. Should be like, if not the leading song with the album, it should be one of the leading songs with the album. And now we all over here. I don't want to keep out of that. I don't go if they all hear that one. Now the ones who are never here, I go first year. Before I go start to carry out the album, they listen everything together. You don't get the point like that, but anyway, still one Davido now. Me, I don't understand anybody. Everybody is my goat. I love good music, actually.
You know, this thing caused quite a cacos on our previous episode. Me and you know, say you dey lie. You dey try give political correct answer.
No. I honestly don't understand anybody, but if I won't try,
I'll mention anybody, one name.
Nah, Badu be my goat, yeah.
I won't catch you. You want to deny your.
Nah, Badu. Anytime, Badu.
In fact, let's talk a little bit about stan culture in this country. Do you feel stan culture aids music promotion and the artists themselves, or you feel it needs to be done away with and thrown in the trash? What's your view on stan culture?
Bro, it's actually doing a lot. Come to think about this Kata Efe and Berry Tiger song, Machala. Do you think on the normal day it's going to drop that kind of song without the assistance of Whiskey DFC? That song will go hit number one. Like those guys just came from nowhere. They just enter the bar from nowhere. They just test time now. When match a lot of people don't hear and finish, he no come down the next day. Now just the way where he be like, okay, it's actually helpful. Like, it, like come to think of Whiskey DFC. Look at all those guys. There's nothing that guy wants to do. We be see no right for it. Man, you tell me this, you tell me see. Now still number one. You get out of team now. So look at Davido too. He was low key for a while. What happened in December? Like his fan base actually did a concert.
That's true.
For
that's
him.
True. That was a crazy.
Like
the outcome was crazy.
Like crazy. A lot of people, even celebrities, like they graced the event. Like everybody just come out see who won. Like looking at it from who he is, like who Davido is, normal. Look at that time, look at that period of his birthday where everybody give him money. You think say that 150 million are from people in Sabini. Most of the money is actually from the fan base. It's not from those people he has actually helped. Fan base they actually do big deal in this music thing, I swear.
Yes, we've talked about stan culture a lot on this episode. Let's use that as a segue to Odumodu Black. Do you think the huge impression, or what should I say, the rise of Declan Rice, no pun intended, is because of stan culture, or you feel this is the beginning of a new type of system? Like, let me explain. You say you won't stand an upcoming, so to speak, but with the type of buzz Odumodu Black has created around himself, with the Abuja scene, hip-hop scene, and him just making what I would like to call counterintuitive music. This is not the type of music you hear in the mainstream. It's so much street slogan. Like, he's to the trenches boy what Airplane is to someone in Silicon Valley. His type of music. His people in the hood. His Port Harcourt boys. You know, if you don't know, you feel me, those type of rugged, solid niggas type of hard bars. But him now trying to make music for the mainstream and the way he has promoted it, do you think it's more of a stan culture thing or it's more of an individual thing?
Okay, the thing is, come to think of it, first of all, the Abuja music is different from Lagos. The Abuja music market is different from Lagos music market.
I concur.
Because the people where they do this kind of thing, where Odumodu do for ABJ, where they do and for Lagos. If you go all these block parties, where you know, go see anybody who could just come there, see when they sing anything, everybody could just jump for there. Actually, now jump, everybody would jump, they don't go even flow with them, but they could just follow and jump.
Normal.
Looking at the kind of person, the kind of fan base, the kind of brand this Odumodu guy has already built in Abuja only. Like, you know, if you mention top three people from Abuja, make you know, mention Odumodu now.
True, but
this Odumodu guy comes. This guy don't perform on big stages like before we even sabi say Odumodu day. He don't perform for shows where Bonaboy they do for Abuja. He don't perform for shows where Whiskey do for Abuja. He don't perform for show where Bado do for Abuja. He don't perform for show where mention them Victoria Davido before even they hear Odumodu for Lagos. It just be like one thing where Fino talk. Fino they talk say he talks say in do one of his concerts. It be like say he no can carry many people come from Lagos go there. He call they talk say for East them there for East there now. Like the kind of song we they jam. Like normal local artists will be saying in music no pass all those maybe six or seven states with the East. Like with a bus stage pass people will be saying people with the bang back to back for Lagos. But I feel like it is just a way of the region. Like region as a whole now has already affected the region as a whole actually moved Odumodu to where he is. Because come to think of it, all these guys, Psycho YP, Odumodu, Iskis, all these Abuja guys, even though we drill nah rap, nah hip hop, even though we trap, you know, that kind of music be that. And now seeing somebody spicing it or bringing it down to the level we be see. Normal, all of us go fit understand what they talk. Many of them, like, before a normal person go fit dig into what is like YP they talk. You don't get the point now. Yeah. But you don't bring it down to the street level, like, what did they saw for Abuja like this? Can't bring it down to all of us, we did this part of the country, see? now the year. That kind of thing, like Abuja alone, waiting there, Abuja music scene in general is very different from what is happening in Lagos, and Starship to help that vibe.
Yeah, now that I even think of it, I think Odumodu is the first person since Rema to build a stan culture around himself. I think when Rema came out 2019, them talking the Amboy, you them talking whatever Junior Bill, they talk everything. But you know, let that one derail him from creating that culture around himself. And I feel say now wait till Odumodu, apart from just marketing his music, he created that fan base where we say if you drop music, even now no one hear him, we now must hear him. So this is an advice to upcoming artists like Papi Max. You are you there here now? Go and create a fan base around yourself.
Oh my Mac, but no for now. Now time. Odumodu said don't dey lucky for a while now, and that guy is just blessed, sha. Like God, I swear. Like do you know he actually dropped 2 EP last year?
If we count the number of projects Odumodu don't drop, he don't enter like 5 or 6. The one where he even drop with Afro Selector alone are like 2. He get another one. Bro, those people don't joke around. Apart from being consistent, if as a rising nigga or a rising artist, you have to build that audience or form a stan culture for yourself. Because let's be honest, see, everyone wants to talk about stan culture in the sense of it's bad, it demoralizes the opposing artist, it creates envy, is a way of showing toxic love, it does not support comradeship or whatever that thing is called, it does not encourage sportsmanship, let me put it that way. But Toba Fe Blow, again, if you as an artist, Toba Fe Blow, you need the fans, and you don't just need regular fans. Like, okay, make I picture something for you now. Person like, I don't want to call names, but some artists, they will be safe, they drop, you know, say they good. But if you see their drop, nobody say you go just quickly rush, go hear their songs. But make person like Burna Boy drop. Now, if I dey sleep and you wake me up, say Burna Boy drop. Or more, I know they go class that day. I got streamed that music 100 times. Build an audience for yourself, my brother. Yeah.
But the thing is, come to think of it, I don't feel it's actually a fan thing for an upcoming artist. I feel like you have, as an upcoming artist, you might just have like 100 solid people listening to your song. Those 100, if they hear what you they do and they vibe with you, they like what you they do, there's everything they see of the each and every one of them to pitch it out to 2 other people. So 100 times 2, that's 200. All those ones too, they go pitch them to other people. Yeah. That's what the thing just be. And I feel like, no be about you having fun or anything. You don't need to force things because, bro, the people go step on you if you try to tell them, yeah, my dad, yeah, I'm more. No, people go step on you, but regardless, you guys just push your team. You get, have a good number of organic listeners where they go hear your song and promote your song well. Like, spend on your song. You be artist now, your life now. Just like say, yeah, we go buy a system. You need to invest in a craft. So as an artist,
that analogy continue. Oh God, you don't continue. I don't feel you.
At the end of the day, as an artist, so if you as an artist, where they work well, like where they work, where they drop, where find one producer, obviously you go feel grow with. You don't know, they grow, producer won't grow, you won't grow. Spend money, push money on top of this thing. Look at this masky guy. This Jogo. May I just want? Is that that guy?
Masky. Spell him.
Masky.
Migbori.
Okay, no, they use TikTok.
No, actually. I want not like I'm big enough to use TikTok, but I'm not just one of those brothers that use TikTok.
You don't fuck up because come to think of it now, like the kind of song when they drop now, in they get in producer featured on the song. No, the song will be for only him. In they get in producer, in guy on the song, and then the guy that do the promotion together. Starship to the hell, but just find all those people will be say they just love your song. No be saying now you save the logo, but they know say these guys actually doing good music and they can do anything.
The message is clear: build an audience for yourself, create a community, organic or through paid in your commute, because it's your business at the end of the day. Cause wait, what do you feel about
No, don't let all that's a discussion for another episode.
Streaming farm.
That's a discussion for another episode. Another episode. Shall build a community for yourself. But before we end, what's your song of the week? Will I say this one is more of a music thing? Cause I waiting really soft for pop culture for internet this week. Be that. What's your song of the week?
My song of the week, second week in the room. Party no the party no the stop. I'm waiting that song. Adekunle and Zinu.
Party
no the stop. Back to back, bro.
Why party no the stop?
See that Zinu's verse, guy. That thing is crazy. It's crazy like.
What was the hardest verse? As what was the hardest line of the verse for you? What was that? What was that line that stood out and gave you that oomph? That gave you Zinu oro. What was that line?
Now the first line. Wait till he talks safe again.
Are you talking about your favorite song now?
I don't really forget the first line. He said, me and Ovi, me and Ovi shaking it because Oluwa don't co-sign. Be like, if God not there for me, who not be poor? Who not they talk about? Like, that's just it. Like, Oluwa there for him, so he don't get it about him again. Now, na sabi. At the end of the day, me just find, get away, find like Rihanna. That one's safe. Na better like I
say fasting halal episode
still halal. I know to talk because say person the fast now me no go admire one or two.
You know I'm trying to keep a PG-13 for my halal brothers, you get me? Trying to keep a PG-13 still stop playing. But for me, my own song of the week now, Quack Them, do like Declan Rice, stop playing.
But do you know the funny thing? That guy sounded like Aje was last week. Like, what he did on Picanto is something I feel Piego, the other guy with the sing on for Aje was last. Now, something with Piego if you do on a normal day. Like, just look at that song now.
Okay, you know where things go soft. For me, yeah, you know they sound like Piego or any Aje was last per se. But wait till we go do we say for Spotify. The poll for this episode will be: does Odumodu Black sound like one of Ajebo's Oslas niggas? But when I write down, when I go see him, does Odumodu Black sound like I? Please engage that poll. We need to find out.
Please engage. We need to find out.
Because according to Papi Maxi's theory, Odumodu Black sounds like Piego of Ajebo Oslas. Which I do not agree with.
Don't take Piego out of the thing now. It is like Ajebo Oslas as a whole. Like,
okay, you're saying
something Ajebo Oslas too would do. You know, they get the point now. Even the kind of rap he does is like similar to what Knowledge does on a normal day.
No, I feel you're only saying it's similar to what Knowledge does or not.
Even the chorus, bro. Even the chorus.
Chuchu, I think I'm seeing your point. You're saying it's similar to what Knowledge not does. Only knowledge. Or what Knowledge we do because not, of the use
only,
of slangs.
Not only knowledge, but something Piego will do on a normal day. Like the first line of Picanto, in a Picanto. Now, something we say that guy go do on a normal day. Like it sounds like one of Ajebo Oslas song, but I don't feel. Oh, Pronto feature Male. Listen to Picanto and Pronto, like guy. But typical Odumodu. Now like something Knowledge would do. But it kind of I can actually relate him back to maybe Eriga, but Eriga no hate or anything, but he go I go too fuck up if I talk to Eriga, but now. Knowledge, I go feel way on that level, and some other Port Harcourt boys too really do that kind of sound.
Don't worry, the post stands. Odumodu Black sounds similar to the Ajebo Oslas. You people should engage, please. I'm begging you. But you wanted to say something.
I don't even forget. So we'll move on.
They can't forget. I did die.
You know, say this morning, I forget to. To take my own sorrow to like sorrow don't break fast, but anyway Declan fast.
Imagine say I go market, they tell me say this thing at 200, I say I won't buy 15 naira. Declan price
as I did like this, not in my head. Declan forget.
you just done. You know smart, you know. Maybe I boss you. Imagine say, you know, say now you bring issue of say you the side sisters now. So make I use that one, give you 1 day clam bar.
No, no, don't give me anything. I beg. You don't say we don't talk, say na halal podcast.
No, nah, nah.
Any, no, no, no talk anything
no,
around.
No, me. No, make I know that my podcast not really be halal. But because my brothers are fasting, you feel me?
We have audience with the fast. So we just,
yeah, nah, why, nah, why
we have to be with them. Yeah, again. Exactly, we have to be with them.
But just imagine, say, you see one.
Waiting. You get me. Alal still. The class site.
That was everything. Now that's the way I thought for our previous episode. Now I don't get what you try put it. Yeah. But anyway,
I know that start the agenda way they try talk. Oh.
Yeah, B.
Eh? My brother. You see, say this Alal. Astafrug life or any other thing that is shaitan, you get me? Alal. Do we have any other thing to talk about? Or Declan done. So you people know what to do now. This has been Olumide and this other nigga with me, my Alal brother, has been
Pap Magzi.
Magzi. And what are they to do? Tell them. What should they do after listening?
Maybe share. Move and subscribe.
You see, as we humble, they beg you now.
These fans don't tell me to add that, you know, but listen to Olumide, is a good podcast.
You see, we humble, we beg you, they can't plead, I beg you.
Yeah. We preach it out to people too, like, Olumide, before leaving, I want you to tell me a fun fact about you.
A fun fact about me. That's a nice question. I like challenging questions. I have so many fun facts about me, but let me think of the most non-socially awkward fun fact about me. It come my head. Declan, remember, stop playing. Go first. I'll go talk my own. Go first.
Well, it's not actually going to be about me in particular, but it's about Odumodu Black.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
You know, Odumodu Black actually went to Unilag. He never stayed in Port Harcourt. He was born in Lagos and he was partly raised in Lagos, then he moved to Abuja.
Yeah, okay.
And he schooled at Unilag too.
I did not know he schooled at Unilag, but I knew he never stayed in Port Harcourt.
That is just a fun fact. Yeah.
My own fun fact. Should I make this about myself or just something yeah. General?
I want it about yourself. I've said something about myself. Something general.
Okay, I see what you're fun fact about Olumide. I've never been in a. No, I will not say that one.
Talk him now.
Fun fact about. I don't know my height, but I think I'm 6'1. Fun fact about myself.
You talk past me. You want yourself 6'1.
I did try shoot my shots to them sisters. Now, no block me.
You may be like 5'2.
Shay, you don't mind me. I did try shoot my shots.
Am I top as you?
Yeah. Fuck off you.
But, in the most serious notes, you'd be around 5'11 or so.
I believe I'm taller than 5'11.
Are you taller than me?
What's your height?
I'm 5'11. I check my height frequently, actually. But
well,
I'm 5'11.
Check your height.
Like a month ago.
Why they make me unhappy? Declan sad right now, bro.
What are people? Catch up us. Catch us on another episode of
Olumide is a Goat podcast.
We're signing out.
Peace, my nigga.